High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Hey, very pleasant good morning, everybody, from Lincoln, Nebraska, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Time for Championship Saturday on Sunny 101.3, as we have two area teams playing for the state title today. Class D1, the Johnson Brock Eagles, will kick off our coverage this morning as they are number one undefeated and take on the Ainsworth Bulldogs this morning. Followed up at 11 o'clock by the number one ranked and undefeated Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Wahoo Warriors, going for their 12th state championship today. Auburn, the state title game for the sixth consecutive year. Randy Gatula, good morning. It's a very nice day in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. You know, John, back in early December, there was a lot of anticipation around Nemaha County. People knew that Auburn and Johnson Brock were going to have a pretty good basketball team. Since then, all they've done is gone out and played a combined 55 games, and they've won 55 games. When you include the eight games that Johnson Brock won to finish up last season, they've got a 35-game win streak going. It just doesn't get any better than that. Now the question is, can they finish it up today here in Lincoln and get the perfect season for both of these schools and have an undefeated Nemaha County season?
Well, certainly would be nice. It'll be tough today. The Ainsworth Bulldogs come in here. They are ranked fourth in Class D1, although they are 20-7. Well, let's get this out of the way. They are, everybody here that's not from Ainsworth, all of them people here to see him too, Carter Nelson. Let's do this now, Randy. He is a recruit, a highly anticipated recruit for the Nebraska Cornhuskers football team. They fought hard, tooth and nail, to get him to commit to Nebraska. He did, and he is a senior, 6'5", and one of the leaders on this Ainsworth team. He's going to be a handful.
Yeah, all the hype's been about Carter Nelson, and that's fine. I mean, he deserves all the accolades that he's getting. But when I look at this thing, Tragan McNally averages 16.5 points per ball game. Carter Nelson, 16.4. Then you throw in Trey Applett, 17.6. When is the last time, John, you've seen in Class D2 a team come in with three players averaging more than 16 points per contest? We just don't see that.
No, and all three of them surpassed 1,000-point career mark this season for Ainsworth. That's pretty unusual as well.
Yeah, so you don't want to get so focused here on Carter Nelson, you forget about these other guys because they could come up and bite you in a hurry. All in all, I just look for a great basketball game, a couple of great basketball games this morning. And, John, aren't we fortunate to be sitting here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, Saturday morning in March, and have two undefeated teams out here on the floor in front of us for us to cover. This is just great.
This is great, and they're for the second time this weekend playing back-to-back, which is really good for us.
Yeah, something else I want to get out of the way here. We want to take a happy 38th birthday. Now, a little bit of history on Coach Dollinghouse. He coached in a state championship game back in 2013 when he was at Axtell, Kansas on his birthday. John, he won it. He coached in another state championship game with Johnson Brock in 2019 on his birthday. He won it. We're back today to try and go 3-for-3 on birthday championships with Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, and we certainly hope the boys can pull that off for him.
Oh, we certainly do. Had a chance to visit with the coach earlier this morning about a little bit about yesterday and a little bit more about today's game for Johnson Brock. Back here for what Coach Dollinghouse has to say after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Yeah, it was nice to see our shooting come around. We were actually talking before the game. It had been a while before since we had had a game where we just came out and hit shots and everything was just rolling. And start of the game, we started a little slow. Odds, we moved the ball well, and then our defense stepped up again. It was a great all-around effort.
An important game. I mean, yesterday was a really quick turnaround from the night before to an early game. Today is 9 o'clock. You did get a chance to rest the kids a little bit yesterday with a big margin, although I'm not sure sitting Camden the whole second quarter was probably in the game plan.
No, not really. And he was having a pretty good first quarter offensively. And I talked to him about fouls. You know, you just got to be careful with those. And, yeah, he had to sit the whole second quarter. And, you know, and then Brody got his second foul, I think, was right around 4 minutes, and had to sit him for a while too. But our bench really stepped up, and that was important. You know, our bench has the potential to do that, so that was great.
And you and big number four came off the bench and hit a three. It was your day.
Yeah, you know, Austin, he's got a knack for hitting those shots, so yeah, that was great.
All right, it's a challenge. Ainsworth, we saw him play yesterday. He knows about Carter. I saw yesterday one time I our third best player on that team.
Yeah, you know, they're athletic. You know, they've got a good group. They only play about six guys, so hopefully our depth will help us over that. But they're athletic. You know, we're going to have to get after it. I think that, you know, if we spread the floor and hit some shots early, I think that'll be key for us. But, yeah, they're big. We'll see what we can do.
Well, that rebounding is going to be one of the big keys today, then.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have us outsized most likely, but hopefully we can out-hustle and outwork them.
Coming up here, Pinnacle Bank Arena, obviously this is where you wanted to be, undefeated on the year. It's been a terrific season no matter what happens today, but you get back to this place, and it's going to be a very exciting time for the kids, you, and the fans.
Definitely. You know, these kids have been working for this for a long time, you know, elementary basketball. And, you know, my hope for them is to finish it off the right way. Just finish it. They played in a lot of tournaments. We talked going into the state tournament. This is the last tournament that they'll play together as this core group. You know, just go win the dang thing. And so hopefully we can make enough plays to do that. These kids love playing for each other. They're so unselfish. And we got one left. One left to finish the job. Hopefully we can do it.
And I think, if I remember right, four seniors. You're always sad to see those seniors go, but send them out in the right way.
Yeah, exactly. They've worked so hard for this, and they put in so much time. Just to lift that trophy, you know, the big trophy, would be a big deal for them.
All right, Coach, if you win this today, we'll bake you a birthday cake. Get it to you. Happy birthday.
That'd be great. I like ice cream cake.
Perfect. All right. That's Coach Lucas Dollenhouse, the Jazz Rock Eagles, back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here once again to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Randy, the one thing that would be nice today, Johnson County and Johnson Brock and Auburn, they can all be here at the same time and not have to go out and pay a second time to get in here like they did the other day. So the crowd for Johnson Brock Auburn could be huge today.
Yeah, they've been dividing this up, the NSAA, into three sessions and clearing out the venue to making you pay admission to get in three times if you wanted to stay all day. This worked out well where they're playing back-to-back. John, let's talk a minute about how these teams got here. Ainsworth opened the tournament with a 62-55 win over Dundee County in the first round. And Angel Central Catholic, 54-53 in a squeak. And that's one where Mr. Nelson had to hit a turnaround shot to win it by one. That puts Ainsworth into the championship. Johnson Brock, as our listeners are aware, started out with a 54-34 win over Riverside in a game that was actually that 20 score might indicate. And then just yesterday, 72-36, doubled up the score on the Plainview Pirates, and that puts them here into the championship going against Ainsworth. John, they've got quite a light show planned here for the internet. Got the folks to synchronize their cell phones here, and they're going to somehow take control of your cell phone and handle the fight light in there. I don't know if I like that.
Good luck, because I can't control my cell phone, so if somebody else can, good for them.
Yeah, if I can't run the flashlight, why should anybody else be able to?
Exactly.
My name is Randy Gatula. John Nixon seated alongside Seth Tollefson will be our producer-engineer for this morning's doubleheader presentation of state championship basketball. And John, you and I have been at this a lot of years, but this is what it's all about when we get down to the final Saturday and we find ourselves down here in the Haymarket in Lincoln. A couple of our favorite teams still playing for championships. It's a long season. There's no doubt about that, but sure look forward to this final day of the season.
Should
here.
Be a lot of fun. Back-to-back didn't work out any better. Back-to-back is great. I could have played it 1-3 and been just as happy and not had to get up quite as early. But, well, we'll probably survive.
Well, we'll be out for lunch. We'll stick around and watch our buddy Jimmy Mose. He's here in the Class B championship game. And he, folks might remember, coached at Sterling for some time, and now he's out at Norris. They're playing for their state championship, so I'm going to stick around and probably watch that one for a little while. Maybe head back to the media hospitality room for a little free lunch and
good luck.
Yeah, a little more basketball. But both teams out on the floor taking their little final warm-up shots as the final seconds are ticking down. the Johnson Brock Eagles, the Ainsworth Bulldogs getting ready to go here. The D1 state championship. In a couple of hours, it'll be Auburn and Wahoo. Boy, there's a couple of familiar names at state tournament. The a little bit of history here on these teams. Johnson Brock has been to the state tournament, made 11 appearances. They have championships in 97, 98, 19, and 23. I'm happy to say I was here for all of those championships, enjoyed them. The Ainsworth Bulldogs, well, this is, they haven't made many trips, as many trips to the state here. I'm trying to find their notes that I have, but not near the background or the history that Johnson Brock has as far as coming to state. They killed the lights on us. And so much for reading my notes. Here come the show with the cell phone that's working, John.
Yeah, it is. Nice. I don't know what it means, but it's nice. Maybe we ought to take a timeout. We'll take a 2-minute timeout while we're in the dark and be back with a look at the starting lineups on Sunday 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For the championship basketball action here this morning at the last D1 state championship. Ray, why don't we take a look at the starters?
All right, first of all, for the Ainsworth Bulldogs, they are ranked number 4 in the state. They come into this morning's game a record of 20 wins and 7 losses. They're coached by head coach Jake Nelson, the father of Carter Nelson, the aforementioned Carter. He'll be going with Tragan McNally. McNally is 5'9 and a senior. He averages 16.5 points and 3.8 rebounds per ballgame. Jacob Held is a junior at 5'6, 4.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. Logan Schradl. Schradl is a junior, 5'11". Also in the starting lineup, we mentioned Carter Nelson. He's 6'5". He's a senior. Averages 16.4 points and 8.4 rebounds. And then there's Trey Applett. Applett, a senior at 6'4". He's actually the leading scorer on this team. 17.6 points per ball game. And Johnny averages 11 rebounds per contest. So watch Trey Applett. He's going to be very active in there for the Bulldogs. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. As everyone listening here knows, they are 27-0. They're riding a 35-game win streak dating back to 8 games that they won to wrap up last season. Ranked number 2, they are starting Sloan Pelican. Pelican, 5'9 and a senior, 6.8 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, a 6'2 junior, 15.2 points per game and 4.2 rebounds. Brody Kaler. Kaler, a sophomore, 6'2, 12.4 points per game, 5.5 rebounds. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, 6'2, a junior. He averages in double figures 10 points per ball game. And Leighton Behrens. Behrens, a senior at 6', averaging 4.6 points per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Camden Dollinghouse, by the way, averaging 15.2 points per game. John, he needs 18 points this morning to hit the 1,000 career points. Now, he's just a junior. He's got a whole year to go, but he comes in here with 982 points, 18 more, and what a better place to get 1,000 than to do it here in a state championship game. That would
be certainly very nice and very helpful to Johnson Brock if he can do that today. I'm looking at the crowd across the way, and everybody here is dressed in red for the first two games for Johnson Brock and Auburn. Plus, Ainsworth is red and white, too. But my goodness, look at that crowd across the way on the Johnson Brock side.
Yeah, it's hard to sort out who's Johnson Brock and who's Auburn because they're all here for both games. You know that. But, yeah, you're right. That whole side of Pinnacle Bank Arena is pretty well filled in with red. And you mentioned Ainsworth, also red and white, their school colors behind us. So almost looks like a Husker game in here. John, all red.
It really does. The Eagles have been introduced. The Bulldogs have been introduced. Time for the handshake before the game, and we are going to get underway with state championship Saturday here in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Yeah, what I'm going to be anxious to see is those first few three-pointers that Johnson Brock puts up. I've watched them enough games. I looked up. I did 11 of their games this year, John. And Johnson Brock, if they can hit those first two or three and get some confidence going, Katie bar the door. Look out. Here we go. If those first ones don't drop and they start getting a little tentative and passing up shots, things don't go as well, and they sometimes struggle a little. So I think those first couple of shots from outside the arc from distance are going to be real critical here for Johnson Brock this morning.
I've noticed Sloan Pelican usually puts up the first one, too.
And he usually hits it.
Kind of pattern.
Yeah. Carter Nelson, of course, will be in there to jump it up at 6'5 for the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Waiting to see who they'll send in here. I think typically it's Brody Kaler. Championship basketball on Sunny 101.3. Here's John Nixon.
There's nobody around the circle. That's odd. You don't see this formation very often. Johnson Brock goes left to right. Nelson will control the dip back work to Tragan McNally. McNally had 20 in the semifinal yesterday. He is dangerous from wherever he's out on the floor. Take the ball around, and Johnson Brock on the defense. Looks like they're zoned up at the present time. Out it goes to Nelson. He'll take it to the middle to Apple. And now over to the far side with it is McNally. Back to McNally. He goes to Nelson. Turn around with a pass. He does a very nice job of passing. And a quick foul underneath on Johnson Brock trying to deny.
Foul's going to be called on Leighton Behrens. On Leighton, his first personal, John. Team foul number 1 on the Eagles.
Inbounding the ball will be the squad from Ainsworth. Shot up is no good, put up there by Schradl, and the rebound coming down to Brody Kaler. Up the board, Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse, right side, Behrens on the outside. He'll have a tough time inside there today. And here's a three ball for Camden Dollinghouse, short, and it's brought down by Carter Nelson. Nelson with the rebound, and here comes Ainsworth the other way. Bounce pass to Nelson. He passes it very well, I noticed yesterday. Here's a pass across, and the first two of the game, Trey Apple, and good. And Ainsworth has a
a nice bounce pass. Down the front court, Keeson Dollenhouse goes off now. Camden now over to Kaler. Out top, and now he takes the left side. Barron with it. Layton drives around the top of the perimeter. Now to Keeson Dollenhouse, drives in, and a hand-checking foul called on Schradl.
That'll be his first, Logan Schradl, first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
Eagle basketball on the baseline. Inbounding will be Keeson Dollenhouse. Brings it in now. Out top, Camden. Cross court. It's up. It's on the rim. It's no good. And Nelson grabs up another rebound here for the Bulldogs. To the front court now with the basketball. Once again, is Apple. Apple passes inside. Gets it back. Now back out to the perimeter. Held with it. Apple for three from the right side. It's up and down. Apple's got 5 points, and it's quickly 5-0. The lead to the Bulldogs. Here comes Johnson Brock to the front court. Now Camden Dollenhouse. Off he goes. Leighton Barron. Now with it. Hanlon Sloan Pelican. They run a little weave out top. And an offensive foul called on Sloan Pelican. He dipped the shoulder.
On Pelican, his first personal, second team foul on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
If foul trouble for Ainsworth is probably, well, it's not good for anybody, but it's worse for them. They just don't sub very much here. Coach Dollenhouse saying the pregame show. Johnson Brock needs to stop here at 5:50 to go in the first quarter, down 5-0. Apples will give the ball away to McNally. Now to Nelson on the right side of the floor, back into the free throw circle. Turnaround jumper is up, and he hits it. He gets way up in the air on those jumpers, and it's quickly 7-0. Coach Lucas Dillonhouse up, says something to Keeson, and he comes to the front court. Now off to Camden and to Kaler. Kaler being pushed off the mark. Now it's Pelican. Back to Kaler. Dribbles. Now go right side. Barron. Now back, Apple guarding a Kaler in the man-to-man defense. Back out, Camden Dollenhouse dribbles up, gets it to Kaler. He'll move to the free throw line, up and good, and the Eagles are on the board. Now 7-2. Carter Nelson will bring it up the floor now for the Bulldogs of Ainsworth. Coming up the floor, guarded out there by Kaler. Dribbles the ball back and forth. Now starts to move on the right side. Passes across the floor there for Held. Held dribbles down, back out to Apple. Apple holds, moves right around a screen, down the lane, off the glass. Too strong with the rebound picked off there by Keeson Dollenhouse. Keeson on the run the other way. Cross court, he goes to Kaler. Dribble drive, goes up strong. And Carter Nelson, very athletic. He goes way up in the air and blocks it out of bounds.
Now, he didn't just block it, John. He was a foot and a half above it when he came down to block it. Way up in the air.
He is very, very athletic. Bring the ball in. Pelican gets it right back. Fakes the shot in the middle to Barron. Back out. Keeson Dollenhouse dribbling down to the baseline. Reverses out of the free throw line. Needs help. And it's going to be Kaler to save it from backcourt. Now to Pelican. Pelican fakes the pass, spins it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Barron kept it alive. Out it goes, Camden Dollenhouse for three. Up and good. That's a big one right there for Johnson Brock. Now we've got a 7-5 ball game. Johnson Brock down by two after trailing early 7-0. 3:58 to go. We're halfway through quarter number one. Take the ball to the left side. Apple for three off the mark, no good. Oh, and a tip out on the rebound. It ends up in the hands of Barron. Here comes Pelican the other way. He'll give it away to Kaler. Kaler back to Pelican in the corner. Fake drive, skips it across. Keeson Dollenhouse around one man in the lane with a scoop, and we're tied at 7-7. Keeson Dollenhouse, never get nervous, Johnson Brock. You're right back in the ballgame. 7-7. They handle that well. Trailing early. Here to the front court comes McNally. McNally pulls up, shoots, and off the front. No good. Rebound brought down by Held. Held will kick it out of there to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson will hold. He'll dribble, moving to the left. Now he goes down low to Held. Back out McNally for three. It's up. It's too strong. And the rebound again. Leighton Barron's in there. Smallest guy in the middle getting the most rebounds right now.
Barron's has had a good morning already. His rebound down here resulted in a three a moment ago.
Bring the ball ahead. Camden Dollenhouse. Cross court Kaler behind the college three-point line. Looking it over. Back over to Camden on the right side. He hit his first one. That's important. Barron's in the middle. The Pelican goes in against Apple, forces it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and it'll be Pelican at the free throw line for the Eagles.
I think they're going to get Trey Apple for that foul on Trey. That'll be his first personal team foul, number two on the Bulldogs.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 1 minute break with it. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Won a state title last year. They went 16-23 in the championship game last year. They're applying at the line and winning by six. I knew there's a reason I kept all those old score sheets. All right, Pelican at the line. The senior gets ready. It's on the way up and good. Nothing but net. And Johnson Brock has their first lead of the day, 8-7 at the 2:40 mark of the ball game. First quarter. Second up. It rattles and it goes. 9-7, Johnson Brock. All right, time back in on the floor and ready to go. McNally. McNally coming up. Chase Van Winkle enters the game for Johnson Brock during the timeout. For McNally, guarded by Van Winkle out there. Johnson Brock, man-to-man now. And a nice bounce pass down over to Carter Nelson. He gets the pass up to him, and he dumps it home from the left side. And we're tied at nine. To the front court. He doesn't need much of a runway for a jam. And another offensive foul here on Johnson Brock. That one away from the ball. And they call that on Chase Van Winkle. Team foul on Johnson Brock here in quarter number one. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. First period in a 9-9 ball game. To the front, McNally. Off he goes, Apple. Apple holds, gives to Nelson. Standing at the three-point line, hands to McNally. Down, fake, gives it out top, and now back to Nelson out near midcourt. He'll reset the offense, gets a screen, goes around his own man. Pulls up, 18 foot away, and a foul on the shot to be on the Eagles.
That'll be on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, his first team foul, number four already on Johnson Brock here. 1:38 to play in the first quarter.
Nelson with 4 points, looking for his first free throw effort of the day here. Free throw up and rattled away, no good. He'll get another one. Here comes Austin Meyer, a 6'4" junior. For the Eagles, and back in a slow Pelican. Van Winkle sits, and Leighton Barron will sit for Johnson Brock. Nelson ready again for the lead. It's on the way up, and it's no good. And the rebound tipped by Apple, and he gets the pass back from Nelson. A long three is off the mark. No good. The rebound, Cason Dahling out with the rebound. Off the floor, Johnson Brock fans wanting a foul, didn't get it. Cason off the cannon on the right side of the floor, looking right side to Meyer. He'll drill, he's guarded by Apple, and now away to Camden. Dahlhaus goes in, shot blocked, but a foul going to be called, I believe, on Nelson.
Camden Dahlhaus will be at the line to shoot two shots. A foul is on Applett, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's his second. better for Josh Cross. At the line, once again, Camden Dollinghouse. He has been there a lot this week. Free throw up, free throw short. He made a three early, right, Randy?
Yes, he did.
Okay. 3 points, missed that free throw. Looking to put Johnson Brock up by a point here. Junior sets up and got it. One out of two, he's got 4 points, and the Eagles lead 10-9. It may be like this all morning. McNally coming up the floor. I thought that yesterday, too, and all of a sudden the Eagles were up about 20. And now out top with it, McNally takes the ball to the right side. Schradl, he didn't touch it much on the offensive end. Now to Nelson. Nelson holds, looks, Apple, left side. Bounce pass inside. McNally jumps up, pass is tipped away by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Ahead to Pelican, layup is good. He gets fouled, I guess not. Just got knocked to the floor, that's all. Johnson Brock up, ball to nine. Apple, here's a steal by Taylor. Taylor on the way in, up, and he got her to go. Taylor with his second hoop. Johnson Brock with a couple of turnovers there, and have a 5-point lead. 14-9. So Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. To the front, off the right side, knocked away by Kaysen Dollinghouse, but he stepped on the sideline when he had the ball in his hand that time.
Coach Jake Nelson is not happy, and he's up in the ear of his son here. Kind of concerned about the lazy passes, I think.
Yeah. You see that sometimes. You say teams are used to doing that all year against lesser competition. You get up here, can't do that here. 18 seconds left. 5-point Johnson Brock lead. First quarter action of the state tournament, Class D1. Hit by by Taylor. It gets to Nelson. He shoots it. No. Camden Dollinghouse with the rebound. Ahead to Taylor. Three on the clock and a long three. In and out, no good. Nelson the rebound. And the shot will not go in time. After one, Johnson Brock fights back from being down 7 to lead by 5. And we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank, Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Sunny 101.3.
14-9, the Johnson Brock Eagles have a 5-point advantage after one quarter in his last D1 state championship game over the squad from Ainsworth, the Bulldogs, who had a 7-0 lead. Randy, a big turnaround for Johnson
Brock. Yeah, they went on a 14-2 run. Down by 7, up by 5. I think, obviously, it was the passing out here. So Brock picked off a couple of passes. They got a runaway layup there by Brody Taper, and all of a sudden it's a fight. We move into the second quarter action. We'll have the basketball, as we said, leading. Ready to get underway. Inbounding the ball will be Brody Taper. Waiting for the official to indicate we're back from the television timeout here, I'm sure.
Yep. There's the guy. Yep. I'm going to go to college football. You might get that guy with the orange sleeve that controls 80,000 people.
We all just have to kind of stand around and wait. Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska, the scene of the state championship games here in the Haymarket District. My name's Randy Gatula, seated next to John Nixon. Enjoying the games on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Fall City. Johnson Brock with the basketball, ready to inbound it. Taylor inbounds to Dollinghouse. This is Camden Dollinghouse to the left elbow. Man-to-man defense here by Ainsworth. Top of the key, Kaysen over to Brody Taylor, left wing. In the corner, Camden Dollinghouse, left side of the basket. Behrens in the paint. Kicks it back to the left side. Behrens tries to move in. Nelson can't get the look. Taylor from the right corner for three. Got it. Brody Taylor hits his first three of the morning. He's got 7 points. And John, the lead is 8. How about that? With the basketball into forecourt. This is McNally off to Held in the corner, right wing. Held takes a couple of dribbles, gives to Nelson. Nelson, deep baseline right side. McNally back into Nelson in the corner. Now Held has the baseline right side on the low post. A cross court pass to the near side, trying to move toward the basket was Held. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
That'll be Camden Dollenhouse. That'll be his first foul. First team foul of quarter number 2 here for Johnson Brock.
Jacob Held will inbound it. Baseline left side under his own basket. Into the corner, down to McNally. McNally comes up with it and finds Nelson with the ball. Carter Nelson with the dribble over to the right side. Gives to McNally on the right wing. He picked up the dribble, goes to Nelson just off the right side of the free throw circle, trying to penetrate in the paint is Nelson. Now comes to Held. There's a pass. That will be over and back, but it's going to be grabbed by Taylor for a driving lay-in. And John, the Johnson Brock Eagles just keep harvesting points on breakaway lay-ins here.
Taylor tipped it away and ran it down and scored it.
That is a 16-2 run now, I think. There's a shot underneath up and good.
And a foul.
Applett got it, and he is fouled.
Foul on Payson Dollenhouse, his first. The only good news so far for fouls is Johnson Brock has spread them out. Nobody with more than one yet.
Yeah, Payson picked it up. At the free throw line, shooting one, Trey Applett. Free throw is on the way up and good. He got it. Completes a three-point play. Makes our score 19-12. Momentarily there, Johnson Brock had a 10-point advantage, John. Quickly, the Eagles into forecourt. This is Kaler, deep in the corner on the right side of the basket. Works to the free throw line with it. Gives to the top of the key up to Sloan Pelican. Down Kaler to the left side. Cason Dollenhouse for three. He got it. Boy, if they start raining threes like they were yesterday, John, Johnson Brock's going to be tough here.
Yes, they are. That's third one.
22-12. Lead is 10. Timeout taken Eastwood. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock is nearly 10 points lead here, 22-2. North Colts won the state championship game, 6:05 to play in the first half. Ainsworth with the basketball. Down to Johnson Brock, Camden Dollenhouse. Dollenhouse, long down court pass, finds Sloan Pelican on the left wing. Pelican dribbles into the free throw circle, back to the top of the key, Cason Dollenhouse. Right side, Camden. Camden gives it up. Here's Taylor for three once again. This one off the rim. The ball tipped around. Nelson tips it to his teammate, Applett. Into forecourt comes Tragan McNally with the dribble. I think Kinney's in the ballgame here now also. Kinney has checked in. Morgan Kinney for Ainsworth. Left side corner, McNally. McNally holds the ball on the left wing. Kinney at the top of the key. Applett in the paint. He travels, John.
That's a break for Johnson Brock. He doesn't believe it, but he traveled, and he made the bucket. It will not count.
So far, Applett and Nelson are going to be hard to stop just because of their sheer size under there. But so far, Johnson Brock's pretty much just out-hustled him. Here's Austin Meyer back
far,
in the lineup.
Only two Bulldogs have scored in this ballgame.
All right, Meyer into the ballgame. With the ball is Pelican, and a little spin move. Pirouette between defenders, reverse lay-in, wouldn't get it. Tried to shoot it around Nelson. Was a nice move, though, there by Sloan Pelican.
A reverse layup.
Yeah, it was. Morgan Kinney holds the ball on the right wing to Applett, top of the key, Nelson in the paint. From the left side, McNally shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Not a lot of second opportunities here for Ainsworth. They're kind of one and done.
Johnson Brock doing a good job on the defensive board. Oh, what a pass to Meyer. He got blocked by Nelson and got his own rebound and put it back. Austin Meyer says, we can take it to you head-to-head, and he got her back.
That's a heck of a play.
Yes, it was. Nearly stolen on the cross-court pass. Nelson, McNally in traffic. He's double-teamed. Back up to the top of the key, McNally. Now Nelson left wing, inside the paint. Kinney in the corner, right side. Morgan Kinney, ball taken away. Fast break again. Here's Pelican. They're coming up on him. Pelican feeds it back. Oh, he got it back to Kaler. Rebound, follow shot up. It won't go down. Put up by Meyer. And Ainsworth escaped there. Applett wants to take it to the left side with a little jump shot that's up and off, no good. And the rebound to Camden Dollinghouse.
Their shooting is just off. You know, yesterday, McNally had 20 points. He's not even close today.
Johnson Brock, 24-12, up by a dozen. Jason Dollinghouse gives it Pelican from the left corner for three. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound to McKinney. Kinney comes up with it. Gives up to Nelson. Outlet pass goes to McNally. Brock shows now 3:41 to play here. In the first half, 24-12, Johnson Brock with the early lead after trailing by seven. Ball is loose on the floor. Pelican went after it, called timeout.
Look at Lucas Dollinghouse.
Oh, he didn't. They did not give him the timeout.
He's like a jumping bean over there trying to call that timeout. He did get the timeout.
They did get it to keep the possession. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Meyer off the bench has made two really good plays here in the last minute or so. And Brody Kaler's defense, how many balls has he tipped that's led to breakaways?
Yeah, the defense is really creating problems here for Ainsworth with their passing. All right, Camden Dollinghouse comes to the right side to Brody Kaler into the corner. Meyer for three off the rim. Couldn't get it, but wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
We've got a whistle away from the ball.
Camden Dollinghouse even into sending Craig and McNally to the floor on the rebound. And that's two on Camden. He's got to be careful.
Dollinghouse called for the personal. All right. Kinney will inbound it now for Ainsworth.
Randy, key down on the offensive end for Ainsworth. Applett and Nelson, they spent a lot of time out away from the bucket. That really cuts down on their rebounding.
It sure
potential.
Does. I'm surprised they don't keep them in underneath closer when the shots go up. Under the basket, they whip it to the corner right side. McNally, he can't get a look at the basket. Back to the top, E. Kinney with the ball. Kinney finds Schradl handling the ball on the right side. Here's a long three, left side, in and out for Nelson. Ball chased down, safe from going out of bounds.
No, Dave was on the line.
Okay,
Chase VanWinkle has re-entered the game for Johnson Brock in place of Camden Dollinghouse, who sits down now with a few fouls.
2:55 to go here now in the first half. 24-12, Johnson Brock up by a dozen. Eagles have the basketball. Brody Kaler will push the ball up court for Johnson Brock. Kaler looks over to VanWinkle, left side, into the corner. VanWinkle feeds to Dollinghouse, top of the key, Meyer. On the right corner, Pelican. Now VanWinkle, low post right side with the ball, back to the top of the circle to Kaler with it. Kaler works one-on-one against Applett, beats into Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse tried to put a little spin move in the paint, can't get an open look. Meyer's going to try another three from the corner. That one won't go. He took one from this corner, now from the far side. And the rebound down to McNally.
Maybe he'll take one in the middle next time.
Yeah, McNally, between the rings, top of the circle, right side. Kinney with the basketball. Clock at 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. First half, Johnson Brock up by 12, 24-12. They lob the ball inside to Nelson. His tip in is up. He got it, and he will be fouled.
That was a heck of a catch in there by Nelson on the lob pass. Foul on Johnson Brock on Case and Dollinghouse. He now also has two fouls.
At the free throw line, Carter Nelson, 6'5 senior, averages 16.4 points per ball game. He's got six so far this morning.
Ran into the game for Josh Brock, Garrison Bowie, as we have the twin Dollinghouse boys on the bench.
Shot is up and off, no good. Nelson 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Bowie in the ball game now for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler on the dribble against Applett. Gives off to Sloan Pelican. Pelican penetrates. Little reverse lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it up. Pelican's made a couple of Nice moves to the bucket, trying to get around Nelson, just hasn't been able to get him to fall. All right, with the ball is Kinney. To Nelson up top. Down to a minute 40 to go here in the quarter. 24-14. The lead is still 10 by Johnson Brock. Schradl in the corner right side. Feeds to McKinney. Back up to Schradl. Schradl finds Nelson at the free throw line. Applet left elbow from the left corner. McNally. Shot is up. No. Nelson has the rebound. He's double teamed. He's triple teamed. Back to McNally again, driving the left baseline. Kicks it across to the right. Schradl, top of the key. Passed up and open. Look, he travels, John.
Schradl called for the travel. Another turnover here by the Bulldogs of Ainsworth.
Another unforced turnover here on the Bulldogs. 1:17 to go now in the first half. Johnson Brock with a 10-point lead, 24-14. Things have gone well so far this morning here at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Brody Kamer very casually dribbling the ball. Coming out to challenge him is Schradl. Gives it up to Pelican to the near side. Meyer with the ball. Austin Meyer, guarded by Nelson, feeds to the corner right side. Bowie. Oh, here's the ball is tipped away. Whistle, we're going to have a foul called, and the foul is going to be on Schradl.
Schradl will pick up his second foul. That is just the first foul this quarter on the Bulldogs.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Chase Van Winkle will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Christopher Fernandez will enter the game now for Schradl for the Bulldogs.
54 seconds to go in the first half. Van Winkle inbounds to Sloan Pelican. Pelican guarded closely by McNally. Pelican reverses, comes back to the near side, goes to Brody Kaler. Kaler working one-on-one. There's going to be another blocking foul underneath on Morgan Kinney this time, I think.
You begin to see frustration building on the Bulldogs' faces, Randy?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, especially when Schradl got the foul here a minute ago. Man, he was upset. All right, inbounding the ball. It's come to Van Winkle, back to Kaler in the corner. Kaler goes to Pelican. Pelican guarded by Nelson. Kicks it back to Van Winkle on the right elbow. Clock is down to 34 seconds to go. Pelican takes a couple of dribbles. Picks up the dribble and hands off to Brody Kaler. Of course, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, our birthday boy, up saying we're going to play for one here to finish out the first half. 20 seconds to go in the half, 24-14. Oh, ball nearly stolen away. Kaler got it back. Did a good job there of keeping his composure. Underneath, oh, there's an ill-advised pass stolen away. Nelson, fast break the other direction. McNally,
and a travel.
Another unforced turnover on the Bulldogs. Now the frustration showing.
Oh, no doubt. Here comes Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse in to get a last-second shot. The Eagles hope with 5.6 seconds to go.
Coach Dollinghouse sends in Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse sounds like a law firm over there, doesn't it?
Yeah, the names are about long enough to be.
There we go. Inbounding the ball, Kaysen Dollinghouse. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Kaler for a long three at the buzzer doesn't go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles go to the locker room with a 10-point advantage on the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 24, Ainsworth 14. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Be back with our halftime scoring wrap coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices.
for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Ainsworth Bulldogs at the half, 24-14. Time now for this morning's halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John Nixon with a look at the first half numbers.
Hey, Granny, the first half, the numbers that are most impressive was a 7-0 start for Ainsworth, followed by a 14-2 run by Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock took the lead for the first time at the 240 mark, 8-7 in that first quarter, and they have not given that lead up to this point. For Ainsworth in the first half, the scoring column was pretty short. Trey Apple with 8, Carter Nelson with 6. Nobody else for Ainsworth has scored in the first half. They are 1-for-4 at the free throw line. They have 2 fouls on Logan Schradl, 2 fouls on Trey Apples, and that is it for the first half for Ainsworth. For Johnson Brock in the first half, leading the way, Taylor. He had a good first half on both ends, defensively and offensively. 9 points in the first half. That included 1 3-pointer. We've got 5 points for Kason Dollinghouse. We have 4 points for Camden Dollinghouse, 4 for Sloan Pelican, and 2 for Austin Meyer for what was a heck of an effort after he got a shot. He put it back and got a 2-pointer. Johnson Brock, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, didn't go to the line in the second quarter. We have 2 fouls on Camden Dollinghouse, 2 fouls on Kason Dollinghouse. No fouls with more than 1 for Johnson Brock, and they lead it at halftime 24-14.
This morning's halftime by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. John, it's just the first half of a doubleheader. Later this morning, around 11 o'clock, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors. Lots more basketball coming up.
We do have that one coming up. Should be funny. I don't think we've done this yet. So.
All right, our sponsor for this morning's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy this coverage of high school basketball.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have a word from our sponsors. We thank them. We can't get this done without them. Say, tell them you appreciate it when you get a chance. We'll check in with the weather, which sounds like we're going to get a pretty good weather forecast. We'll hear from more from our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half action. You're listening to Johnson Brock Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucevski with your weather for the tri-state area. High of 52, today under sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 65. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucevski on Sunny 101.3.
Currently here at Sunny Studios, we've got 38 degrees here in Falls City. Sunshine out there here on this Saturday morning. Our winds out of the northwest at around 10 miles an hour as we're at halftime of game number one of our doubleheader here today on a state championship Saturday. Ainsworth and Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock leading here at the half in game number one. Again, don't forget the second half of our doubleheader coming up later on today here this morning at 11 o'clock. Auburn and Wahoo will meet up for the second state title game here later on this morning as we're going to send you to the second half of game one. Again, between Johnson Brock and Ainsworth, Randy and John coming back right after this. You're on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic are pleased to announce their newest medical staff member, Celeste Jones, PAC. Celeste is no stranger to our community and brings a wealth of knowledge to Family Medicine Clinic with over 21 years of healthcare experience. Celeste will start seeing patients February 26th. To make an appointment, call Family Medicine Clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Ainsworth Bulldogs 24-14. Our halftime score, and once again, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this morning's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer at Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts sales and service. Bruna Implement Company, serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Well, John, you and I are down here courtside, and we like to watch the teams warming up, and if body language says anything, the Ainsworth Bulldogs are in trouble. They came out here with their shoulders kind of slumped, their heads hanging down.
On the other end, we saw a lot more enthusiasm down at Johnson Brock's end in the warm-ups.
Happy and laughing. Apparently somebody told a pretty good joke because they were really laughing there at one point down there on the Johnson Brock end. Of course, it could change in a hurry. A couple of fouls on the wrong guy for Johnson Brock could change the outlook or the way things are going.
John, I guess in the locker room with Ainsworth, Coach Jake Nelson had to be talking about the unforced turnovers, the travels. They had three of those that resulted in lost possessions. And then the lazy pass. Brody Kaler made him look kind of silly a couple of times, making the steals, getting it out to his teammates, getting the layups himself. That's what enabled Johnson Brock to open up this double-digit lead are the lost possessions by Ainsworth on the travels and the bad passing.
Well, they've got to think, well, we're just as good as they are if we take care of the basketball. But now, he's still going to make up 10 points at this point.
That's for sure. I love the hustle we saw from Austin Meyer. Here's Meyer. He's going up against a 6'5" football recruit, highly taunted Carter Nelson. Nelson blocks him. Meyer just goes up, gets a rebound, puts it back, and scores anyway. Boy, you love to see that.
Yeah, don't be intimidated. Somebody blocks your shot. Just keep working hard. That's what Johnson Brock has done so far in the first half. It will be Ainsworth basketball to start the second half. They bring the ball in to Tragan McNally. We'll see if he can get on track. He had, and he averaged, what, 16 a game?
Yes.
And had 20 yesterday. Bring the ball to the right side. Jacob Held in there. He'll give it McNally. Now to Nelson, right side. 10 feet away, tries to go baseline, pulls up, shoots, missed it. Rebound picked off by Held. Held out to Applett. It's up, no good. And Held, the littlest guy out there at 5'6", got the rebound again. And now a shot blocked by Johnson Brock, saved by Camden Dollinghouse, and now a foul.
Great block there a minute ago by Brody Kaler. He just swatted the ball away.
Didn't they call a foul? There he is. I couldn't find my official. Foul is on Held.
Yeah, it's going to be on Held, on Jacob. That is first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
Camden Dollinghouse to bring the ball up the floor for Johnson Brock, moving the ball to the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Over to Kaysen for three. It's up. It's nothing but the bottom of the hole. He's got eight. That's the fourth triple of the morning. The lead is 13 now. And a foul on Sloan Pelican.
Yeah, Sloan was over here trying to put a little pressure on defensively. Sloan just picked up his second personal. First team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
27-14, Johnson Brock, right in front of us, they inbound. Applett with the ball, down Nelson in the paint, kicks it out of there, and a three-pointer going up, and good. First point today by Tragan McNally is a three-pointer. That's their second three-pointer. Now 27-17, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaler wide open, three, it's good again, he buries it. Kaler has now got 12 on the day. Johnson Brock, 2-for-2 on three-pointers here to start quarter number three. Take the ball to Nelson. He looks out top. Now he'll dribble up. He'll pull up. He'll shoot. Missed it way long. Rebound comes down to Camden Dollinghouse. He'll take it himself. He'll stop. He'll leave it to Kaysen. He'll drive to the free throw lane. Over to Sloan Pelican. Three ball around the rim. No. Tip in. Put back. Won't go for Kaler that time.
That would have been big.
That would have been huge. Applett with the rebound. He'll bring it himself. Now give it off to McNally. They've got to get him on track to have a chance here, I would think. 30-17, Johnson Brock. Off it goes to Held. Held looks. Picked up. Throws it back out the top. Now to Schradl. Schradl. Moving left, and another pass tipped away by Kaler. This one goes out of bounds at the fourth table on the far side.
Brody Kaler is just dealing these point guard fits out here, tipping the ball away. They can't seem to get a pass around him.
Well, he's a lot longer than they are, for one thing, but gosh, that's still no excuse for just bad passes. Nelson holds it, looks way out on the left sideline in front of his bench. Now goes inside with it. McNally back to Nelson, looking against it. Johnson Brock, now they zoned up all of a sudden, it looks like. Or did they? Nelson, free throw circle. Triple team, pass taken away. Guess who? Kaler with the steal. Kaler ahead to Pelican. Up, blocked by the Bulldog. Picked up by Barron for the rebound and the putback for two. That's the third block for Nelson.
Leighton Barron's right there, Johnny, on the spot to get the rebound and the putback for the two.
Here's a two-point try in the paint. Up, in and out, no good by McNally. Rebound saved by Camden Dollinghouse. Here comes Kaysen on the run over to Kaler. He's going to take it inside, leave it back. Kaysen around to Camden for three. It's on the rim. It won't go. It's tipped up and in by Kaler. What a morning Brody Kaler is having. Gossenbrock's biggest lead in the game. They're up 34-17. Timeout taken on the floor by Ainsworth. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. John, all of a sudden you look up and it's 34-17. The Eagles have doubled up the score now on Ainsworth.
A 10-3 run to start this third quarter for Gossenbrock. I've been thinking back, I've been keeping track of the blocks for now. He's blocked three shots and two of them turned into Gossenbrock baskets with follow-ups.
Oh, that was a great play here a minute ago by Leighton Behrens. Never give up on it. Barron's just failing to play like you're supposed to. Came in, the shot was blocked, came right into his hands, and he had an unimpeded lane into the basket to lay it off the glass.
So, such an unselfish, do it, yep. Whatever it takes, I'll do, Coach. Take the ball on the inside. Apple backing in, double teamed, off the glass, up, and it bounces in. He now in double figures with 10, and the lead is now 15-34-19. Kaysen Dullenhouse to the front, over the left side. Now Camden works to the top. Off to Kaysen, wide open. Three ball, up short, no good. Apple had it, lost it. It ends up in the hands of Jacob Held. Throw it ahead to Nelson. Layup at the other end is good. Now a little run here makes it a 13-point lead for the Eagle. Coming up the floor, you don't want to depend on the three every shot. You like to get the ball inside a little bit. See if the Eagles can do that. Of course, if you're splashing threes like they have been, it'd be hard to not shoot it. Here down the lane, Camden Dullenhouse goes in. Blocked by Nelson. Ow, and he came down right in the midsection. He turned his ankle. He came down in the midsection of Camden Dullenhouse.
Yes, he's holding the left ankle. That would be a huge blow here to Ainsworth if Nelson's not able to walk this off.
And that was a foul called on Nelson as well. And now we got a TV timeout. We'll take a one-minute break and be back at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunny 101.3.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching bands all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Gossenbrock Eagles led this puppy by as much as 17, 34-17. Right now they have a 13-point lead, 34-21, 3:54 to play here in the third quarter. Looking across, all eyes are on Carter Nelson right now as he's nursing that left ankle. Looks like he's going to continue and come back out on the floor limping. He was limping badly when he went to the bench a minute ago, but looks like he's going to run it off and be fine.
At the free throw line will be Camden Dullenhouse. When I first saw that, I thought he had taken the brunt of the blow there. Camden, 5 points, making 4 points the ball game. 1 for 2 at the line. Now 2 out of 3. Ready again. The second one coming up here. Dullenhouse sets, fires, and got it. And it's now 36-21, Gossenbrock.
And that'll be Tragan McNally to walk the ball up the floor. To the front. And Kaler tips it. Kaler steals it. Throws it ahead to Pelican. Being chased. Drives it. And it got blocked off by Nelson. And then I believe he came down out of bounds, didn't he?
That's a tough break. Looked like Johnson Brock was going to get another runaway lay-in there off of a steal by Brody Kaler. But good defense getting back by Ainsworth.
They certainly are hustling back on defense on those breakaways. That was not Nelson that blocked it for a change. McNally got a double screen and couldn't take advantage of it. And now they go to Nelson, free throw line underneath, and a reverse up, no good by Schradl. Rebound tipped out, recovered by Nelson. He'll take the ball forward, inside out, and now with it again is McNally. McNally holds, looks, inside out to Nelson, top of the key, pass underneath. He does pass the ball extremely well. Apple for three. Left side up and down, and a foul. Oh, my.
Apple got the three-pointer to drop. Andrew, the foul. I can't find the official here.
The
I think it's going to be on Kaysen.
It is on Kaysen. That's number three on Kaysen. So that's a blow for Johnson Brock. His third foul and a chance at a four-point play.
Applett now with 13 points in the ball game, looking for his 14th right here.
So Applett stepping to the line. Shot his free throws very well yesterday, what I saw. It's up, and it's good. And now the lead is down to 11, 36-25. And we got a timeout called by the Eagles, I believe. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
That timeout was taken by the Ainsworth Bulldogs, their third timeout of the ballgame, leaving them with just two with 3:02 to go here in quarter number three. They've chopped that 17-point lead, Randy, down to 11. Johnson Brock, 5-6 at the free throw line. 5-16 on three-pointers so far, while Ainsworth is 3-11.
Camden Dollinghouse, Brody Kaler, Chase Van Winkle, Sloan Pelican, Leighton Barron's on the floor here. To back to live action for Johnson Brock.
Case insists with the three fouls. Johnson Brock gives up a four-point play. They need a bucket here. Up the floor, Kaler to Van Winkle. Van Winkle dribbles to the middle, gives it to Kaler, left side of the circle, beyond the three-point line. Applett picks him up. Needs help, gets away to Pelican. He got fouled, and that'll be held.
Jacob Held picks up his second personal. 13th foul of the quarter on Ainsworth. Off the bench, Austin Meyer ready to check back in for Johnson Brock, the 6'4 junior, into the contest. He'll come in and replace the hardworking Leighton Barron's on the baseline.
Sloan Pelican to inbound. He's going to fire way deep, clear back to the free throw line. The Ainsworth end on the inbound. And now Camden Dollinghouse to the front, off to Kaler. Run that little weave out top. Kaler stops. Now looking. We'll continue over now to Meyer. Right side with. Now Kaler. Dribble drive to the baseline. Cut off. Back to Kaler, rather to Camden. Now to Kaler. Kaler with it. Camden Dollinghouse again looking. Picked up his dribble. Needs help. Gets Kaler on the sideline. Defense extending out further and more aggressive here in this man-to-man for Ainsworth. Down left side, Camden Dollinghouse is going to take it to the middle. Lost the ball, but a whistle and a foul from behind.
Now they reached in on Camden to try and slap it away. Tregan McNally is going to get called for the personal. I have that as his first. Team foul number four of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
Morgan Kinney out of the ball game, and Carter Nelson right back in. Still a little gimpy. Inbounding, Sloan Pelican. From the baseline, in the middle, and Kaler said, I'll take it in there, and Carter Nelson said, get it out of here, blocks it, a breakaway run, and a missed layup at the other end by Schradl.
Intimidation by Brody Kaler down here prevented that lay-in.
Rebound picked off by Johnson Brock, Austin Meyer, now up the floor in the offensive end with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Lead 11 for Johnson Brock. Canada, a defender fell down. Loads it up. In, out, no good. Nelson with the rebound. Now, all of a sudden, Johnson Brock's gone kind of cold from the field. McNally shoots from 15, and he got it. He's got five, and now it's a single-digit lead, 36-27.
A little renewed enthusiasm behind us from the Ainsworth fans here.
Taylor with it. Driving, leaves it off for Meyer. Back to Camden Dollyhouse, off to Brody Taylor. Left side, driving the paint. Right side, Meyer. He'll give it up to Taylor again on the right side. Minute 8 to play in the third. Now Chase Van Winkle with it. Meyer, right sideline. Applet guarding him. Camden Dollyhouse with Nelson on him. Falls in reverse. Blocked again by Nelson. That's at least his fourth block of the morning. Here it comes. Ainsworth up the floor in the hands of Tregan McNally. Now to Carter Nelson. Throws it over the zone. And Applet fires. Three ball up and good. Now we've got a six-point ball game. 36-30. Johnson Brock with the lead. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. They just need to stem the tide here. Hang on. Camden had it nearly taken away. Keeps his dribble. Guarded out there by Schradl. Count is on. And a hand-checking foul on Schradl. His third.
Yeah, that's a 15 foul, so we'll be shooting two here.
Schradl fouled out the game yesterday. And now Dollyhouse. Camden at the line to shoot a pair.
He's 3 out of 4 this morning so far from the charity stripe, John.
Johnson Brock came out hot to start third quarter. He made 2 threes and a 2 right away. They haven't really made a field goal since. Camden at the line on the way up and good. Buries that one. Lead is back up to 7. Meyer out, back in is going to be Behrens for Johnson Brock. Kenny in for Schradl at the other end for Ainsworth. Free throw up, free throw good. 5 in a row now for Camden Dollyhouse. The lead is 8, 38-30. To the front comes Ainsworth, pulling up the floor. Keep moving with it, McNally. 9 seconds, McNally gives it away. Now out top to Kenny, back to McNally. McNally holding, trying to find it over. He's going to shoot a long three, and he got knocked to the floor. That was a bad foul there by Johnson Brock.
And yeah, he's going to be shooting 3 shots here.
That on Camden?
I believe it was.
It is. Now, both the Dollyhouse twins have 3 fouls for Johnson Brock. Not in the situation they want to find themselves in. McNally's shooting 3 free throws. First one, no good. 2 out of 6 at the line is a team for Ainsworth right now.
Only 1.3 seconds remaining here.
Second one up and bounces off. No good.
Boy, these missed free throws are huge here, John.
He'll have one more. Johnson Brock will give up one on that. They'll be pretty happy. It's on the way up and good. 38-31. And from the mark, no good. At the end of 3, Johnson Brock 38. Ainsworth 31. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Bank Arena, our presenting sponsor for today's game, for an Emblem Company or Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. For an Emblem Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Nearly similar to a year ago, Johnson Brock led at the end of 3 quarters by 6 that day. They knocked down 9-12 in the line in the 4th quarter to seal the victory. See what happens here, Randy Gatula.
Well, of all the D1 schools in Nebraska, only 2 are left playing basketball. 8 minutes up on the clock, Johnson Brock and Ainsworth ready to battle this thing out. JB up by 7, 38-31, and the Eagles will have the ball when play is resumed. Jason Dollinghouse will inbound the inbound pass at midcourt, and we're underway in the 4th quarter. They get it into Sloan Pelican. Pelican on the dribble across the timeline, gives to Jason Dollinghouse. He works underneath. Oh, underneath found Camden Dollinghouse. Shot is up and good. Jason with the assist, Camden with the basket. Brother to brother, that was sweet, John.
10 points now for Cam Dollinghouse. You got the 2 big guys there, and it's split it.
Lead is back now to 9 at 40-31. With the basketball is McNally. Gives to Nelson. Nelson at the free throw line. Penetrates in the paint. Shoots it up over Kamer. Carter Nelson. He's in double figures. Has 10 points. And the lead is now back to 7. 40-33. Johnson Brock on top. Jason Dollinghouse off to Camden in the corner. Deep right side, Leighton Behrens. 1 dribble, top of the key, Kaler. Kaler's going to take it in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound brought down and a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on the Eagles.
Foul on the rebound. That's going to be, I believe, that Behrens.
Yeah, Leighton Behrens, I think, got called for that one.
Leighton's second foul, first foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. I'm surprised they don't go more inside with Nelson like they just did. That was pretty easy.
The lead is 7, 40-33. Johnson Brock up with 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Nelson has it on the left side of the free throw lane. Works inside the paint where he's double-teamed. Fall-away jump shot up off, no good. Rebound Sloan Pelican. Pelican outlet pass to Jason Dollinghouse. He'll bring the ball up the court and set the offense. Jason Dollinghouse comes to the near side on the left wing, hands off to Camden. Camden backs in near the free throw line inside the free throw circle. Now it goes to Kaler in the corner right side. Back up top, Jason Dollinghouse. Man-to-man defense for Ainsworth. There goes Pelican driving, laying up and good. I don't know how he did it, but Sloan Pelican just went around the big man and laid the ball off the glass with a nice soft touch.
Apple tried to get there. He's not quite as tall as Nelson. He couldn't get the block shot.
42-33. The lead is back to 9 now for Johnson Brock. You'd like to see the Eagles get that back to double digits here, John. Nelson on the dribble. Brody Kaler comes to pick him up. A cross-court pass to the far side. McNally. McNally in the paint. Little shot off the glass, up and off, no good. Here's a battle for the rebound. Coming out with it, Schradl. Schradl backs it into the corner on the left side. Passes up onto the wing. Applett. Applett goes inside, and we're going to have contact and a foul called on Johnson Brock. Who's
it hit? Apparently called for the block there, trying to stop the penetration. His 3rd, 2nd foul with quarter on the Eagles.
Inbounding the ball, Jacob Held will toss it in on the baseline under the left side under his own basket. Lobs it up to the top of the key. That's McNally to the near side. Ball stolen away again here by Dollinghouse, and then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Schradl.
Schradl is going to pick up his 4th foul, and he, in his mind, has not committed a foul yet today.
All right, Johnson Brock with the ball. Jason Dollinghouse inbounds to Camden Dollinghouse. Clock shows 5:45 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 9. This is Brody Kaler handling the basketball for the Eagles. Goes to Camden Dollinghouse on the right elbow with it. To the top of the key, comes back to Kaler. He thought about that shot for a minute. Now Pelican. Pelican looking for the seam in the paint. Nothing there. Camden Dollinghouse, left wing. Top of the key, Kaler. Right side, Jason Dollinghouse. Now they come out to chase Jason. He hands back to Camden. Camden tries to go, a reach-in foul, probably going to be on McNally.
Another hand-checking foul.
Nope,
11 held.
Yeah, held they're going to get.
Jacob Held's 3rd, team foul number 2 of the quarter on Ainsworth.
Clock down to 5:18 to go, still a 9-point Johnson Brock lead here in the Class D1 2024 state championship game. Pelican to inbound it. He's running out of time. Now does get it lobbed in. And traveling is going to be called on Kaler as he landed with the basketball.
Well, I think perhaps Rudy got just a little bit of help traveling that time from Apple. I think they had just a little bit of contact. Not enough for foul. Just enough to throw him off on his steps.
Morgan Kinney back into the lineup now. Checking in. On the dribble is Trayton McNally. In the forecourt, down by 9 are the Bulldogs. 42-33, Johnson Brock with the lead. As we near the 5-minute mark, jump shot from the corner on the left side, off no good. There with a rebound once again, the very hard-working Leighton Behrens. Behrens pulls that defensive board down, gets the outlet pass out to Brody Kaler. Kaler brings it into forecourt. Nelson reaches around. Kaler, jump shot up. No. Long two, couldn't get it. Whistle. Foul's going to be called, I think, on Behrens.
Yeah, that's going to be 4 on Leighton. He picked up 3 here already in this fourth quarter. And the third team foul on Johnson Brock, so quickly off the bench, 6'4 junior Austin Meyer for the Eagles.
Now Austin Meyer, they plug him in there in place of Leighton Behrens. They do that throughout the game anyway and give Behrens a breather now and then, but you hate to see Leighton in foul trouble. He's been playing well. Carter Nelson with the basketball. Brody Kaler covering him up. Goes to McNally. McNally, fall away shot left side off. No good. Rebound all Johnson Brock. Look at that. 3 Eagles there after that ball. Now Kaler tries to dribble around. Held. Held reached in on him. Could have got called for a foul there real easy. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:27 to go in the ballgame. 42-33. Johnson Brock up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock led by 5 after one quarter, 14-9. They were up by 10 at halftime, 24-14. Led by as much as 17 in the third quarter. Had a 7-point advantage after 3 periods. And now with 4:27 to go in the ballgame, they lead it by 9, 42-33. Inbound the pass to Brody Kaler. Kaler with the ball coming out of the timeout on the dribble. Hands to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse is going to be fouled over on the far right side.
Carter Nelson has a move he likes to make on the defense. He likes to go around behind, try to slap that ball away. And he's done it very successfully a couple of times yesterday and today. That time he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Clock down to 4:21 to go. Inbound pass, Brody Kaler. He chases it down in backcourt. He'll bring it up, working across the timeline, one-on-one against McNally. There's another bump foul. They're just coming out and thinking they can shove people around, and they're getting tagged for it. Applett's going to be called for that one, John. That's already the 14th foul of the quarter.
Applett's got 3. And Eagles inbound again here.
Next foul, and Johnson Brock's at the line, shoot 2.
And that's something your opponent don't want if you're playing Johnson Brock.
Kaler with the ball gives to Kaysen Dollinghouse. It's up to Meyer. Meyer across court finds Sloan Pelican with the pass to the far side on the right wing. Now between the rings, top of the key, on the dribble comes Camden Dollinghouse. Camden goes to Brody Kaler, left side. Sloan Pelican's going to take it in, bounce pass underneath. Got it to Meyer. Meyer has the ball taken away from him by Held. Held with the steal. That was a big possession. Here comes Nelson. Oh, collision. Wait a minute. A blocking foul. They're going to give him the basket, too.
That foul is going to go on Camden Dollinghouse. That's going to be his 4th. He got there probably just a touch late.
Boy, it looked like the official was trying to make up his mind there, didn't it? Nelson got the basket to fall. He'll be at the line for the and one. A chance to cut the lead to 6 if he hits it. Free throw is up. It is off, no good, and there's Kaler with the rebound. The lead remains at 7. We're inside of 4 minutes to go now. 3:37 to play in the ballgame. It's 42-35. Johnson Brock up by 7 here in the D1 state championship. A cross-court pass finds Pelican. Up to Camden Dollinghouse. There's that reach in again, trying to slap. My goodness. Big collision, whistle foul. Camden Dollinghouse is going to go to the line and shoot 2.
Camden got even on that one. He got fouled, and then he fended off with a forearm and knocked the player to the floor.
Camden kind of dealt out a little punishment there to McNally. He could have pretty easily had that go against him. Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He's made 5 in a row. He's 5 out of 6 this morning from the free throw line. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse puts that one down. I've got him with 11 points now. He's in double figures, John. Second shot coming up for Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. The score, 44-35. The lead is back to 9 once again now. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We sure appreciate you choosing Sunny 101.3 for your coverage this morning. Can't tell you how happy we are to have you joining us for this broadcast. Here comes Ainsworth, working the right side with the ball is McNally. Shot from the corner for 3. Got it. McNally hits a 3, and suddenly the lead is back to 6. 44-38. Johnson Brock by 6 at the 3-minute mark. Make a note of that, Kenneth. 3 minutes to go. Johnson Brock by 6. 44-38. Jason Dollinghouse gives up to Sloan Pelican. Pelican dribbles to the top of the key, gives it to Brody Kaler. Kaler, guarded by Nelson, flips to the corner to Meyer. Meyer up to Pelican. You wonder if we might not see Barron's back in soon. Here's Pelican, driving layup. Couldn't get it. He's fouled, however. He'll be at the line to shoot 2, and the foul is going to be called on Jacob Held.
Held will pick up his 4th foul of the ball game. Johnson Brock. Bonus the rest of the game, plus shooting foul here.
Sloan Pelican, 5'9 senior, playing his final game in an Eagle uniform on the basketball court here. Pelican has 6 points this morning, here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up, and it is off, no good. He'll have another. Pelican averages 6.8 points per contest on the season. He's got 6 so far this morning. Love to get this one to make it a 3-possession lead again, John. Sloan Pelican, free throw is up, short, off the rim, couldn't get it. 6-point lead for Johnson Brock, 44-38. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Applett at the free throw line, picks up the dribble. Now gives it up top with it to Kinney. Kinney finds Nelson with the pass to the near side, McNally. Nelson sets a pick. McNally for 3 from the left side, got it! McNally hits the 3, and John, we've got a 3-point ballgame. 44-41, your score. Johnson Brock by 3. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock. We got a dandy going here, folks. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
Sunny 101.3.
Brock had a 17-point advantage, 34-17, and Ainsworth has just kept chipping away at that, and now with 2:09 to go in the ballgame, John, it's only a 3-point margin, 44-41.
Well, you know Ainsworth is good. They're coming back. Now, Tegan McNally kept talking about how he hadn't scored. All of a second, he's got 12 points here in the second half, putting a couple of triples here already in the fourth quarter.
Johnson Brock needs to take care of the basketball and hope they can get the turnovers they've been getting against Ainsworth here throughout the ballgame. Johnson Brock will have possession of the ball when play is resumed. Sloan Pelican will inbound it. Gets into Brody Kaler in backcourt. Kaler will be picked up by Trey Applett, the 6'4 senior, defensively. Man-to-man defense here by Ainsworth. Jason Dollinghouse, oh, they just shoved him from behind there and got away with it.
Barron's back into the Eagles.
Back to Camden Dollinghouse on the dribble. Camden works the right side. Hands up to Kaysen. Kaysen being chased by Kinney. Is off again to Kaler. Kaler behind the back dribble. Up to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen hands off to Camden. They just going to make Ainsworth come out and foul him here, maybe. When they do foul, Johnson Brock will be shooting 2 or past the 5 team fouls. Jason Dollinghouse, running clock, goes to Sloan Pelican. Pelican, that's who they want to foul, I think, is what they're thinking.
Well, you want, if you're John Brock, you want to keep Barron's away from the ball. He has not shot many free throws this year.
There's Dollinghouse going to have someone fall on it. Nelson got in the air and came down on top of Dollinghouse, and Carter Nelson is going to pick up his 3rd personal.
Back of the line, Camden Dollinghouse. Shoot a pair. He's got 12 points in the ball game now.
1:19 left on the clock now, John. That clock's been winding down here. 3-point lead for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse shooting two. The first one is up. It's good. Camden Dollinghouse nailed that one. He's got another coming. Van Winkle up off the bench getting ready to check in for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse, second free throw is up. It's good. He got them both. That puts Johnson Brock up by five once again. Camden Dollinghouse is going to set out.
Little offense defender. Coach Dollinghouse does like doing that.
Van Winkle in, the Camden Dollinghouse out. All right, into forecourt. This will be Carter Nelson. Nelson, as we near the 1 minute mark here, 1:12 to go. Nelson almost had it dribbled away by Pelican. Ball is stolen away. Kaler with it. Nelson gives chase. Kaler for the lay-in. Got it. Was he fouled? I think so.
Yes, you're going to call a foul. Kaler, another steal, another run-out basket. And he took Nelson with him. Nelson did his best to block it, but did not get that one. The lead is five.
How big have these steals been by Brody Kaler all morning here?
Absolutely huge.
At the line, Brody Kaler, his first trip to the free throw line this morning, shooting the and one. His team up by seven. Kaler's shot is up. It's good. Back to an 8-point lead for Johnson Brock. And John, we're near the 1 minute mark to go. 102, 101. There it is. McNally with the ball into forecourt. Down by 8, 58 seconds to go. Left side driving underneath. Couldn't get the lay-in. To Applett on the corner. Top of the key. Lob pass Nelson in the paint. Nelson trying to shoot over Kaler. Shot is up and good. That was a nice move by Carter Nelson. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor by Ainsworth. Down to 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. 49-43. Johnson Brock up by six. We're back in half a minute here on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The score clock here at Pinnacle Bank Arena shows that there are 45.5 seconds remaining in the Class D1 state basketball season, we hope.
Yeah.
Johnson Brock with a 6-point advantage, 49-43, leading the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Timeout was taken on the floor here. Again, we're down to 45.5. Don't forget, after this, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors. Lots more state tournament basketball coming your way.
Johnson Brock's up by 9 at the free throw line and down by 3 on threes. That's the difference in the game.
There we go. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Sloan Pelican will inbound it. Of course, it'll be against full court pressure. The senior, Sloan Pelican, playing in his final minute of his senior year here, ready to inbound the ball. Pelican looking to get it in. Gets it into Camden Dollinghouse. He starts down court. They chase him down from behind and foul. Foul will be on Tragan McNally.
His third, and it will put Camden back to the line.
Camden Dollinghouse at the line with 42 seconds to go in the game. 6-point Johnson Brock lead, 49-43. It goes without saying, these are huge free throws for Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw is up. It's good. He got it.
15 points now.
7-point lead now. 3-possession lead for Johnson Brock. Second free throw on the way. And this one is short. Off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to fall. Clock down to 38, 37, 36. 7-point lead in the corner. Trying to go up with a shot. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Sloan Pelican. He was trying to pressure some defense here. Foul on Pelican, his third personal. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Tragan McNally. He is 1 out of 3 from the line this morning. And I think I've got him with 12 points, John.
Yes, sir. Correct.
McNally shooting two here. First free throw is up, and it is short off the front of the rim. The clock, meanwhile, down to 33.8 seconds to go. Johnson Brock still with the 3-possession lead up by 7, 50 to 43. 33 seconds. McNally, second free throw is up. This one is short also on the rebound of Brody Kaler. Boy, Kaler's had a ball game this morning. Down court comes Camden Dollinghouse. They try to reach in on him. They give it to Kaler. They're going to try to foul Kaler now. They'll reach in, and Carter Nelson will get called for the reach-in foul. And now it'll be Kaler's turn to go to the line.
Nelson picks up his fourth. Beeler at the line for just the second time of the ballgame.
Clock is down to 23 seconds to go. Johnson Brock up by 7. Big free throws for Brody Kaler. Shooting 2 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kaler takes aim. Shot is up. It's good. How about this free throw shooting by Johnson Brock here in the late going, John?
14 of 18 for the game compared to 3 of 11.
All right. It's 51-43. Second shot for Brody Kaler is on the way. Up. It's good. The lead is 9, and we're down to 23 seconds to play. Ainsworth kind of in panic mode now. Into forecourt comes Kinney. Kinney to Nelson. Nelson, top of the key, long 3. Missed everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Johnson Brock's going to have the ball. Johnson Brock fans starting to feel it a little bit here, John. 14 seconds to go, a 9-point lead.
I would think so.
All right. Inbounding it. Pelican against full court pressure. Pelican gets it into Cason Dollinghouse. He's tackled immediately.
Apple with his fourth foul.
Walk to the other end. Put Cason Dollinghouse to the line this time. Cason has not been to the free throw line. Add up Camden Dollinghouse's points for me here quick.
15.
He needed 18 today to get 1,000 on his career. He's 3 short.
He should have another year.
997. Free throw is up short off the front of the rim for Cason Dollinghouse. That is neither here nor there right now. They're just wanting to win a ball game, but second shot is up, and it is off also. Missed the poke that time. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. The lead is still 9. They're going to force a shot inside. Fallaway shot is up and good. Getting the basket is McNally. He put it down, but that's going to be the ball game. Time runs out. Johnson Brock has won back-to-back D1 state basketball championships. 52-45, your final score. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the win over the Ainsworth Bulldogs here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Johnson Brock wins it all for the second year in a row. And you heard it live here on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us. We'll be back with the post-game show and a rundown of the individual numbers of this ball game right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Johnson Brock wins the state championship. Our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Fall City. Stop by to see Jake or Tosh Armtech at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. Randy's got to look at the final numbers.
Well, John, the first thing that jumps out at you when you look at these postgame stats, the Ainsworth Bulldogs only had three players that were able to score in the contest. Certainly a testament to that Johnson-Brock defense. Let's look at the breakdown. They're led by Trey Applett. He finished with 17 points in the ballgame. Tragan McNally had 14, and Carter Nelson with 14 for their total of 45. Free throw shooting for Ainsworth. They made just 3 out of 11 at the charity stripe. For your state champion, Johnson-Brock Eagles, two players in double figures. Brody Kaler led the way, not only with his 19 points offensively, but with just some stifling defense. Camden Dollinghouse, also in double figures, finished with 15 points. He now sets at 997 career points at Johnson-Brock. Adding 8 was Cason Dollinghouse. Sloan Pelican with 6. 2 points for Leighton Behrens and 2 points for Austin Meyer for their total of 52. Free throw shooting, Johnson-Brock made 15 out of 21 from the free throw line, 12 of 17 in the second half. Score by quarter, Johnson-Brock led after 1, 14-9. They were up by 10 at halftime, 24-14. Held a 7-point lead after 3, and then went on to the 7-point win, 52-45. With the loss, Ainsworth finishes their season at 20-8 on the year. And John, the Johnson-Brock Eagles finish the 23-24 basketball season with a perfect blemished record of 28-0. 36 wins in a row dating back to last season. Our congratulations to Lucas Dollinghouse and his Johnson-Brock Eagles.
Happy birthday, Coach Dollinghouse. A couple other numbers, Randy. In the game, Brody Kaler had 7 rebounds. He had 7 steals in the ball game, which we didn't keep track of that, but that's not surprising. And 12 turnovers for Ainsworth, the game to just 5 for Johnson-Brock.
And many of those steals that he got resulted in points, not only for him to go down and get the layups, but he got them off to his teammates, and they got some breakaway lay-ins. That's kind of what allowed Johnson-Brock to open up that little 17-point lead that they got going there.
It certainly did. Our postgame scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska, in Falls City. Your invited supply is Jake or Tumsha Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, your future, let them protect it.
Don't forget, we've got the second half of our state championship Saturday coming up shortly here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors. Let's see if we can pull out a second win for Nemaha County, John.
Well, we'll do our best. It'll be a tough battle with the Wahoo Warriors coming up, but we will enjoy it. We hope you do, too. It should be a great game. They've got 20 minutes up on the clock, but however, we're not going to start that quick because they're still presenting Ainsworth with their runner-up trophy and medals. Johnson-Brock to get their state title trophy and medals. Then they'll reset the clock, and we'll be back. We'll probably be right around 11 o'clock when we get back on the air with that championship.
Probably about a half an hour before the next game starts. Keep the radio dial right here on Sunny 101.3. We'll have Bulldog basketball coming up. That wraps it up for the first half of our basketball doubleheader. For John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. Congratulations, Johnson-Brock Eagles, 52-45, D1 state championship for 2024. We'll send it back to Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners, safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country part and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website website, alfia.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.